Hey everybody, welcome back to Small Talk Japan. On this show, we talk about all things Japan in English. My name is Mitch, I'm here with...
Natsuki.
Natsuki, how are you?
I feel a bit weird, actually.
Why?
Because my, you know, daughter got sick, you know, last week, and stay away from me, actually.
Dude, I'm going to Europe in like a day.
I know, just kidding.
Do you feel sick? Do you feel like you have a fever?
No, I don't have a fever. Don't worry about it. No, just stay away from
me. I'm going to Europe in like one day.
I know.
Don't get me sick.
I know. So I didn't tell you. Surprise.
That's not a good surprise.
Don't worry. I have no fever.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a little stomach ache. That's it.
Stomach ache. That's fine. I can deal with that. Let's roll that intro. Anyway, so you were not here last show. No, last show, I think it was, when we were talking about the PTA. I want to talk to you about Japanese PTA.
Sure. Where should I start? Okay.
Close to your mic.
Okay.
No, pull your mic to you.
Like this?
Yeah, so you should be like this close to it.
Very good.
Yeah,
okay.
You're good.
Okay, good.
So let's talk about Japanese PTA for a second.
Oh, sure.
So how do you feel about Japanese PTA, Natsuki?
It's a cooperate with other moms, you know what I mean? I'm actually a president of the PTA now.
let's talk about this. So you showed up to your first PTA meeting,
yeah.
And what happened?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it here because
we're going to talk about it here. Let's go.
Oh, okay. So everybody seems so nice. Everybody seems so gentle. But you know, like, have you ever heard the word peep something? Like Japanese, 同調圧力? How do you say that in English? Peep. Oh, I forgot that in English. Anyway, what I wanted to tell is everybody look at each other and then, you know, who goes first? Everybody seems to, you know, they're struggling. I mean,
no one knows like who's the boss yet. You're trying to figure out who's like the leader.
That's right. Yeah. And then everybody don't want to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, you know, keep quiet. And that means the meeting goes like forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it like, you know, it's like a job that we can finish in 15 minutes, but it took like 1 hour.
How did you finish this meeting?
So
you're sitting there, and in the beginning, you're like, you're being quiet, and just
yes,
like, okay,
I was.
Okay.
Yes, I was. So I was the same. I didn't want to stand out, and you know, I tried to listen to everybody's, you know, conversation, you
mm-hmm.
know, because they were new to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was quiet, but I didn't have time because I had to work after the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't stand anymore. So I was like, okay, let's get through this, and then you know,
you took charge.
Yeah, I took charge.
And what did you say? You do this, you do that, you do this, and we're finished.
Yeah, I did. Nicely.
Okay? Nicely.
Okay. Gently.
Can you tell our viewers and our listeners out there what exactly does the Japanese PTA do? What do they do?
So in my case, my daughter goes to kindergarten, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically we help the teachers, and then, you know, when they organize some events,
mm-hmm.
we go to the kindergarten and help them. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. And then we need to make a like kind of like newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah. And then to make a newspaper, we have to take some photos.
Mm-hmm.
And
this sounds like a not complicated job at all.
No, that's not at all. But, you know, we have to go there every time for the meeting.
And when you go there for these meetings, like, is the problem that the meetings take forever? Or is it what I mean, what's the because everybody tells me they hate the PTA.
Yeah, but I start liking it, you know, because
you're liking
it because
you're the boss now.
Yes, I'm the boss now. So I suggest them to do like, you know, company style. Like I made the agenda first, I wanted to, you know, finish it in, you know, 30 minutes or things like that.
Let me ask you this question: How many of these moms? I'm not trying to shit on these moms, but how many of these moms in your PTA have like career experience?
I haven't asked them, but basically they're like, right now they're housewives.
Yeah, so they just stay at home moms.
Maybe.
So okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see the problem.
What is it?
No, just that they don't have experience running a meeting.
Yeah, That's right. That's right. They don't have experience, or they used to have it, but they forgot it. Yeah.
So I was talking to you the other day. We had a going. What do we call it? Like a otsukare kai for our radio show.
Oh yeah, we did.
Since I quit radio, everybody. Yay. Finally, after 8 years. Otsukare sama mi.
Otsukare sama you.
And like you and Ricky were on the show as well. Yeah. And so we had like this farewell party, I guess, my co-host's house. And we were talking about various different things. But one thing that you and I were talking about is just like how at your company, if you weren't making your quota, your husband was saying that if you didn't make your quota at your company, what would your company tell you?
Oh, it's a tax. You know, is it what you want to talk about?
No. Like the way that they talked. Remember, and somebody said it said qua.
Oh, no. It's like, you know, it's a natural thing for us. So we have a goal, and then we have something that we have to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do it, they just ask us like, "How do you do?"
Yeah, do you so know me like?
Yeah,
but like. Same-kun, your husband just kept saying like it's so scary. It's so scary.
It's natural to me, but he keeps saying that's scary.
Why? Why do you think he was saying that?
Because no one push. That, you know.
It's just here's your goal, do it or don't do it.
And then if you don't accomplish it, it's okay to maybe. Maybe. But, maybe his company, somebody will, you know, say something, but it's not their responsibility. But in my case, my company is pretty. Free. They let us whatever we do,
like be on Small Talk Japan.
Yeah. But anyway, but wait, I have a goal and I have to, you know, make it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't make it, I'm like, you know, skaenei yatsu. You know what I mean?
Skaenei means useless.
Yeah, something like that. So I do what I want to do. So I do my job.
Mm.
That's it.
Are you good at your job?
Sometimes good, sometimes not good.
I got this great photo of you working at my school. I'm going to put it in this podcast.
Sure.
It's like your daughter is like learning English and having fun, singing and dancing, and you're like working hard in another room.
Yeah, so freedom and game. How do you say the game? Obligation?
Obligation.
Yeah. Obligation. Yep. Okay. Freedom and obligation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, guys, we've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about a lot of new subjects. We're going to start today with talking about this forced head shaving for a transgender inmate in an Osaka prison. The story goes, a group of lawyers have submitted a recommendation asking the Japanese government to stop imposing haircuts on prisoners after a transgender woman in her 50s was forced to have her head shaved as an inmate. It was announced here on March 11th. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this?
So I have a question. So the male prisoner have to shave their
head. It's they have to be between two. It says the Justice Ministry has guidelines for inmates' hair length, establishing either 2 millimeters or 1.6 centimeters for males, and stating that females' hair should be neat and clean without being flamboyant, whatever the fuck that means.
And then the person is, you know, transgender, and her is women, right?
Yeah, she believes she's a woman. She probably had really, really long hair.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I love being able to do this. There was this thing that just came out the other day, and it was an Indian. Oh no, it's gonna play. Don't. TV show cut woman's hair.
Oh, it's the idol thing.
No,
that one.
I'm not going to play. Last time I played the people's elbow on the show, and I got us in trouble because apparently you're not allowed to do that. But here we go. So on this TV show, okay.
Whoa, this is cool.
This is on this TV show. Wait, don't. So this woman tells this guy, you can see her, I can't play it. She says right here, cut my hair to this length.
Okay.
And the idea here is that this hair was going to be donated to cancer patients.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this asshole, this guy right here, he was like, no, I'm not going to listen to you. And what he did was he ended up cutting her hair to this length. I'm going to try to do this without playing.
Why?
I don't know. Because he kept trying to tell her, like, you'd look better with short hair or something like that.
Okay.
And then there's this scene where I can't play it because we might get dinged for copyright. But, like, basically, she realizes that he cut her hair shorter than he had said.
Look at her face.
Yeah. And then
so
she storms off set. And then, like, she's like, just crying on the floor.
Aww.
And so all I could think about was this scene, and how important it is for women to have their hair. Like, because it's two things. One, it takes a long, long time to grow out hair.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's such a disrespectful thing and such a violation of somebody's body to just cut their hair without permission. And so when I was thinking about this story, that's all I could really think about was like this video. And I just thought, like, it doesn't matter if the inmate was biologically male. It doesn't matter. Oh shit. I closed all of my tabs. It doesn't matter if she was biologically male or not, like, just, you know, her inner feelings, like, was female. And then on top of that, she, you know, had spent time growing out her hair. And so I think it's just like such a violation to do that.
Yeah, now you made me think that that's a horrible thing. So first time I hear the story, I couldn't imagine, you know, how bad it is. But, you know, watching that
video.
Yeah, video right now. Yeah, it makes me feel so sad.
I remember when I was in, I think this is why I have I think I like long hair. But when I was, I think, 5 or 6 years old, there was this woman at my church,
mm-hmm.
and she was like a flower girl. She was like a hippie. And she had long flowing hair down to like past her butt.
Mm-mm.
And I just remember thinking, and it was beautiful hair on top of that. Mm-mm. And I just remember thinking, like, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. And like, from that point forward, I think I just always like long hair. But yeah, it's like, it's so hard to grow hair. I mean, look, you know, if you have kind of shoulder length hair, because that's a lot easier than having really, really long hair, right?
Right. But I let my hair grow now. So yeah.
Where are you going to stop?
I don't know. Until I got a lot of white hair, maybe.
So speaking of minorities, let's go back to the news. So Japan, this is from Kyoto News. High Court rules same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional. So a Japanese High Court ruled Thursday that the country's lack of legal recognition of same-sex marriage is unconstitutional in a move likely to further mount pressure on the government to do more to protect sexual minorities.
Mm.
How do you feel about this?
So one of my best friends is a lesbian, mm-hmm. and then I text her then, congratulations, now you can marry with your girlfriend, yay! And then what she said was, I just break up with her. Bad timing. So
I remember watching this variety TV show where they had like a idoru, they had like an idol girl go mm-hmm. to like a kanko spoto, like a mm-hmm. tourist spot, and have her like interview random people.
Yeah.
And she found these two American guys, and they're obvious, they're so gay. They're like gayer than Christmas. They are so gay.
Okay.
And this she's probably, I don't know, 17 years old, this idol. And she's like, hi. And they're like, hello. And she's like, what, why are you here in Japan? Blah, 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 blah. And there's like, are you guys friends? Are you brothers? And they're like, no, we're married. And this little idol, 17-year-old Japanese girl, her brain just broke right there on camera. And she was like, what do you mean you're married? It was just so fucking funny. But yeah, that's kind of like, I feel like Japan wasn't ready for same-sex marriage 20 years ago when I first came here, but I think it's fine now.
Yeah, it's fine now. But it takes a lot of steps. I mean, it's a big step, but I asked my friend and she said it's not yet, right? Mm. So some part of Japan admitted, like Hokkaido, Tokyo, they admitted, but Osaka still denied it. Yeah.
So it'll take a little bit more time, but when it happens, the thing that I love about Japan, like in America, when we had abortion, when we had gay marriage, they're still fighting about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're like, oh, we're gonna push it back. But in Japan, once you figure something out, it's just done.
All right.
There's no more fighting. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. it's just like, let's move on.
Yeah. Once we decided.
Yeah. So once it happens, it's just like when the country opened up after COVID, it's like country's open. Everyone's like, okay.
Yeah.
This is done.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. I just closed all of my tabs, so I'm going to have to open these up.
Japan is like a one state of America, don't you think?
It's like, yeah, it feels to me like all of Japan is just like basically California.
Yeah. Same size anyway.
So this next story is coming from Soda News 24, and it's actually pretty funny. Space One rocket explodes immediately after liftoff in Japan.
Yeah.
So we actually have video of this. Let me play the video. This is from the NHK Twitter feed.
I actually haven't seen the scene.
Wait. Let me set this up. Wait, I'm a newbie at doing this, so just give me a second. Here we go. So this is our favorite reporter from NHK. So the rocket takes off, and shortly after it leaves the launch pad, it explodes.
Oh,
now man. This is the first private rocket trying to reach orbit from Japan. It's a private rocket company, and so this is like they're trying to be like SpaceX. Now, it looks like terrible and everything, but the reality is the reason why the rocket exploded is because the rocket has a bunch of sensors on the inside of it, and it and the rocket detected that something was wrong with it, so it exploded itself.
Aww.
And the reason why it did that is because if the rocket would go off course, it might fall on people or hurt somebody, so they exploded it and no one was hurt. It just, the debris just landed around the rocket launch pad, and it was okay.
Wow. That's wow.
Now the funnier thing about this is not the NHK footage, but the Nico Nico Doga footage of this. If you guys don't know what Nico Nico Doga is, like if you're listening to this, we're watching the video again with the Nico Nico scrolling side text going across. And so it's like kita oh ah and stuff like that. And then when it blows up, everybody starts like the tone immediately changes. It's like
that's funny.
Are
don't.
So I think from now on, whenever we experience like meaningful events, we should do it through Nico Nico Doga.
This is funny.
But yeah, I'm not worried about this because when SpaceX tried their rockets, there's a YouTube video that you can watch of all of, they call it unscheduled rapid disassembly. It means explode. Of their rockets before they got it right, so it's not a problem. This company, I'm rooting for you guys. You'll eventually get it right. You'll be fine. Speaking of problems in the country, so we talked about this case several times in the past. We'll talk about it again. So there was a Sri Lankan woman who overstayed her visa and then got she got kind of set in a detention center. And on March 6th of 2021, she died in the immigration detention center in Nagoya, the one place in Japan I fucking hate, where she had languished for months visibly unwell. So we talked about this on the show several times.
Yeah, we did.
In the end of this, like the investigation, or this is the opinion of the Mainichi, but like the opinion of the newspaper was that the immigration reform is desperately needed. Even though this happened back in 2021, no one has been held responsible, and no major changes have really happened. So, you know, I just feel, I hope, I keep talking about this story because
is it the news about discrimination?
I think this happens in all countries that you treat foreign people who don't have a visa or don't are illegally in the country. I think every country treats those people poorly. In America we have the border problem with Mexico. In Japan it's just the detention centers. I don't even want to talk about China. I mean, it just depends on the country. Everybody does like not good things, but I really hope that you know, we can get a better system here in Japan, because I think more and more immigration is going to happen.
And then
the other thing that I really hope that Japan fixes with their immigration is that Europe had a population decline, and so they allowed mass migration from other parts of the world. And instead of those people coming into the country and making and assimilating and becoming European, instead, a lot of these people, and I'm not going to say which countries they're from, but you can probably figure it out. These people would make little groups, these little communities European countries and practice like barbaric and caveman style culture. And so it's horrible, and it's a huge problem in Europe right now, and I don't want to see that happen in Japan. So I think that Japan should be very careful about immigration, but we still need to have it happen.
Yes, we still need to have, because you know, people, we have no people in Japan. You know, that childbirth is, you know, decreasing every year.
Yeah,
and we need some
people. I mean, you have two children.
Yeah, I do.
So that means that you're below replenishment. To be above replenishment, you need, I think, 2.1 or 2.2 children. So everybody needs to have an average about 2.1, 2.2, and then the population doesn't change. I have no children. Ricky has no children. Keegan has no children. Marie has one child. Alex has two children. So on all the adults, we're all above 20. Some of us are in our 40s. Of everybody on the show, only two of you have two children.
That's right. So it's like we still haven't reached the average. I mean, that 2.1 right. things, right?
Haven't reached it. Speaking of children, school rules presuming black straight hair perplex children with foreign roots. Hyogo, school rules and guidance in Japan presuming students have black straight hair have baffled students with foreign roots, sparking criticism that such restrictions could impact their personality growth and constitute a human rights violation. So one interesting thing that the Mainichi, this is reported by the Mainichi, by the way, that they talked about is that one in, I think it's one in 20 Japanese kids have some sort of foreign roots. And so, you know.
What about me? I don't even know.
Do you have straight hair?
I do. A little bit curly.
A little bit curly.
Yeah.
So like one in 24 children have foreign roots. There it is right there. Mm-mm. It's crazy. And so like the for the possibility, I mean, look at this. These two people are, you know, Japanese guys. And so like the requirement to have straight black hair is just kind of silly. Mm-mm. Especially since like, you know, I have incredibly black hair.
You do? Oh, yeah. You are dyeing your hair. I almost forget.
I have brown hair, though. My natural hair. I'm sorry, guys. I know I have a little bit of a gutter, like a raspy voice. It's my allergies are starting. It's March.
Hay fever.
Yeah, hay fever. Hay fever starting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my natural hair color is ash brown, and so I wouldn't be allowed to go to school. That some in some cases, these children were forced to dye their natural hair color black.
Like I have friends, and they're kids. I have friends who got married with, you know, foreign people and got, you know, mixed kids. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, but some of them go to private school because private school is much more like free than the public schools.
If I have children in Japan, I would immediately move to a bigger city and put them in an international school.
Oh, are you?
I would never let my kids go to Japanese school.
Why?
Because Japanese school crushes children.
Oh, that's kind of true. Yeah. It depends, but you know, it's by chance. If you go to like good schools, then you will meet good people. But we don't know.
I'd rather them go to international school. I mean, because they'll still be there with other Japanese kids. They'll still learn Japanese. Mm-mm. But I want them to be smarter than regular Japanese kids that don't get that experience.
Yeah.
You know what? One thing great about our kids that come to my Eikaiwa school, my English school, is that they get to see different country people. They get to hang out with kids that are interested in English. They get different experiences.
That's right.
So that's cool. Mm-hmm. But if I had my own children, I'd move to a larger city and put them in international school right away.
Yeah. There's one in Fukuoka. So what about my child case? I can put my kids in.
Let's all move
school.
To Fukuoka. I'm going there tomorrow.
No, I don't have. You are. Yeah. You are going to.
By the way, guys, a little bit of an announcement. I'll say this again at the end of the show, but we won't have a small talk next week.
Oh, okay. Because you will be here. You won't be here.
Yeah, I'll be in Europe.
Yeah.
I'm going for two weeks. Portugal and Spain.
Portugal and Spain.
Fukuoka for 2 days, Portugal, Spain, back to Fukuoka, and then back to Kagoshima. So in two, after this episode, next week, no episode, and then the week after that, we'll have an episode.
So last time I spoke to you, you said you have no plan for your trip. So what about now?
Still no plan.
Okay.
I'm going with two of my high school friends. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah, just drink wine.
That's what we're going to do. Speaking of travel, Hokkaido's Niseko to introduce lodging tax of up to 2,000 yen a night. This is reported by Kyoto News. Tokyo visitors to Hokkaido's Niseko Mountain Resort will be liable to pay, I hate this word, liable, will have to pay up to 2,000 yen, $14 per night on a hotel and minpaku private lodging style stays under a new accommodation tax scheme approved Tuesday by Japan's Internal Affairs Minister.
Yeah, people still go.
They'll totally still go. Mm. It'll be fine.
Have you been to Niseko?
I've never been to Hokkaido.
I've been to, you know, Hokkaido, but not Niseko, and I wish to go because their snow is so good, right? Like powder snow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I just never been to Hokkaido because it's cold and I don't like the cold.
I used to love snowboarding, and then, you know, because we are living in, you know, southern part of Japan, right? Mm-hmm. And then our closest, you know, ski field is my English okay?
Yeah.
No.
Skiing place.
Uh-huh. Skiing place is actually Miyazaki, but their snow is like, you know, but made by human, mm-hmm, Jinko Yuki, mm-hmm, and then it's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. It, like all feels ice burn. You know what I mean? It's not even snow. It's like ice. So we can still snowboarding, but
it's hard.
It's hard.
It's not powder snow.
No, not at all. It's like ice. Mm. So if you hit your head, I mean, you can die.
So, speaking of that, I want to show something. So today when we're recording this it's March 15th, but last week, this week was the 13th anniversary of 3/11.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. So speaking of, you know, dangerous things, I want to show something. I don't know how to find it, but on 3/11, there was this.
Were you in Japan?
I was here in Kagoshima. I was here in Temmokan. I was at a I was at a Teishokuya-san, so I was eating lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a TV in the middle of the in the room, and we're all just like eating lunch. And the cook, just from the from behind the counter, points to the TV and he said, "Sore wa ima? Ima?" Mm-hmm. And everybody looks at the TV, and it's just like all you see is like a hovering shot from a helicopter, and you see like this wave.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to find this video. Give me a second to find this.
It maybe takes a while to find it because, you know, they're banned to show those, you know, scary stuff.
No.
No? I mean, I remember 11 years ago, March 11. Oh, I was at the fair. Fair is my English? Okay. I at the time, I was working for my mom's clothes shop.
Mm.
And then it was right after. No. 1 year after my mother passed away. So we were kind of having, you know, her annual fair.
It was like a special sale.
Like memorial mm-hmm. fair, you know. And then I was hoping to many customers come to our fair. But, you know, because that happened and even Kagoshima ferry has stopped.
Mm.
And then...
Because we were under tsunami warning here in Kagoshima.
That's right. So, you know... Many people from like Kanoi, I mean Osumi area, couldn't come because ferry has stopped.
Mm.
So we couldn't have a lot of customers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we didn't know what happened. So I watched the news on my smartphone. It wasn't even smartphone, my Garakene. Ne?
Yeah.
And then in Chiba Prefecture, there's a huge gas tank and then they got on fire.
Yeah. It was huge, like yeah. There was, I can't find this, let me see.
And then I thought it's like a movie, yeah, you know, like Armageddon or something like that.
Wait a yeah. second, maybe I can find this in English. I don't know, me
TV. Yeah, it was terrible.
There's this really really famous, it might have been taken down, but there was this really famous video that went up on YouTube right after the quake. And what it was all of the Tokyo TV channels and how long it took them to display information about the tragedy. So I think we'll be okay playing this, but this shows like all the different TV stations.
This is interesting.
So this is especially poignant with sound. We don't have sound, but you can see in this corner over here that I think it's NHK is the very first one to display information while the other channels are just playing like their regular everyday stuff.
Yeah.
And to see how long it takes each channel, let's see if we can make this a little bit better. Nope, that's the highest quality is getting good. And so to see how long it takes each channel to...
So NHK went first.
NHK was by far the fastest.
Yeah.
And remember, when there's a tsunami warning, time is everything. And so, I mean, I shit on NHK and I say a lot of bad things about them because, like, you know, they're annoying. But when it came to information during this disaster, NHK was the only way to go.
Yeah.
And so they were immediately, they had a live feed of the diet.
Wow, it takes a lot of time.
Right? Look how long it's taking these other guys to even get close.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Right, and then like if you play sound on this, it's even, we can't play the sound, but if you listen to the sound on this, it's even more. I'll link this video in the show in the description on YouTube. But it's like because you hear all the different audios at the same time, and then you hear like NHK with their like bling 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 bling, you know, their little mm-hmm. alert thing. Look, mm-hmm. the other channels are still nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. Right, and we're talking.
Oh, okay, here we come.
Finally, I think it's the second channel. They get a little bit here with a live reporter. Let's maximize this.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit here, right? Mm-hmm. But still, the other channels are still just doing nothing.
Right.
They're just like sitting there waiting. So, like, if we play this at double speed, I think it'll be better. Let's see. Playback speed double. So we're gonna double speed this. Okay. Now you've got a little bit of a text message on the third screen.
Oh yeah.
And we're how many minutes are we? We're like 2.5 minutes in. And then we get a little bit of information. Nope, still nothing on the fourth screen. Still just like regular everyday stuff. I think we might just have gotten a fourth message. This is like really low. You got a little bit of text on the fifth screen. The fourth screen, I think, has a little bit on the bottom. And then we're still now finally on almost 3 minutes in, we've got information on the last screen. So this is, and then finally it's showing like footage from the studios and stuff like that. Clipping. It's just showing cameras now, like all the damage and everything. It just took forever for these non-NHK stations to get the information out there.
Why that happened? Because they were late.
I think it's just NHK's system is so fucking good. It's just
a national TV station.
Yeah, as much as I shit on NHK, I make fun of them a lot. When it comes to providing fast information to people in disasters, they are fucking good.
Okay.
So
I never got a chance to compare, you know, this information thing. So yeah, it's a good.
Right. So we should all be a little bit more thankful of it.
Okay. I'll keep paying.
What was like the reaction from the people around you at the time?
No, we couldn't get what's going on because we, you know, saw the news, but the news on their TV was like beyond the imagination. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've never seen such a big tsunami or a big fire.
20,000 people.
Yeah.
20,000 people.
I just couldn't believe what happened.
I mean, and I've talked about this before on the show, but like there are places in in the Tohoku area where the tsunami hit, where people there were little stones that said don't build your house below this point, like hundreds of years old stones, and like the people just ignored them and built houses below.
Yeah, because it didn't happen for a long time.
100 something years. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was 9, the big earthquake book. In Kansai, Hanshin Daishinkai happened, but I was
the
too
Kobe
little.
Quake.
So I didn't remember.
The one thing I always remember about that quake is they built a freeway.
And then they turned.
Freeway. They said when they built this freeway in Kobe, they're like, "This is earthquake proof. This nothing will ever ever destroy this earth. This what do you call it?" Oh, I don't know how to use my Mac, guys. I'm learning. I'm. Everybody, be nice to me. I don't know what I'm doing with my Mac with that shit. Okay, so this, if we can see it, let's see. This is the freeway. I would zoom up on this, but I don't know how to zoom up on a Mac. But yeah,
it looks like Godzilla movie.
Yeah, it just they said that this is indestructible. No earthquake will take out this freeway.
Yeah,
and in a way, they weren't wrong. Like the freeway stayed one giant piece, but the whole thing just fell over on its side. And so I remember when I first like saw this on the news, I was such a kid, I could not understand. I was just like, okay, my mom told me about it, I was like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah, because we were like 9 years old.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. But yeah, then when I went to Kobe as a 14-year-old and you know I visited some of the sites and they were talking about it, I was like, holy shit, like this is real. Like, you know, when it happens on the news, it's not real, but when you actually if you guys have a free minute on YouTube, Google swaying buildings in Tokyo. Like the giant skyscrapers in Tokyo are made to be kind of like rubbery and kind of flexible. And so when the big earthquake hit, these giant skyscrapers were like swaying back and forth. Like, and it's just surreal to watch that. It's just like, wow.
But it's good, right? Because they like, you know, do the move. It's stable.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
We learned that about buildings is to make them kind of flexible is better for earthquakes.
Yeah, flexible is better.
Yeah, so anyway, that happened last week was the 13th anniversary. But, you know, and the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant is still just like, what the fuck are you going to do with that? It's like, there's really no plan.
Yeah, you know, if we are living in the southern part and we haven't had, you know, big earthquake for a long time. So I still can't believe that it will happen to us someday.
The biggest earthquake that we've had recently was like several years ago in Kumamoto.
Oh, yeah.
That destroyed parts
of the
castle.
But even they had a big quake, big next prefecture. So I don't really feels that's real.
I remember I feel bad about it now, but I remember I was in a dancing club and all of a sudden we felt the earthquake here from Kumamoto.
I was like,
oh, it's an earthquake, wee, because I was drunk.
And then the
next day I see the news and it's like people have died and there's like all this chaos in Kumamoto. And a lot of my friends went from Kagoshima to go volunteer.
Oh, they did.
They took food and stuff like that to go to Kumamoto. So it was like, earthquakes are no laughing joke.
No, zero joke.
But one thing I do feel good is that because Japanese are so used to earthquakes that the buildings here are just built strong.
Right.
And so I feel safe here. If there was an earthquake in Las Vegas, for example, I would not feel safe.
Oh, yeah. But we still have a lot of old buildings and old houses, too. So.
But they constantly renovate them with new support so they don't fall down during earthquakes.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's going to be our show because I got to go to work. But you know what? I'm going to go to Europe.
Have fun.
I'm
going
to have fun.
Have fun.
I hope you don't get me sick.
I hope so too. Can I touch you?
Don't touch me. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go. Going to have fun in Europe. It's gonna relax for a bit. I need a break, guys. I've been too stressed. You know I've been stressed. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, get some rest.
Just rest up, come back for the beginning of the fiscal year in April, and then work my ass off for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and then we have... Oh, your birthday is coming.
I'll be here on my birthday.
Okay.
I'll be back on my birthday.
Okay.
Be 41. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then we are going to have an Ohanami party.
On the 6th.
In April.
Yep.
Sounds like fun.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Stay safe.
All right, guys. It's been our show today. If you like the show, give us a thumbs up. Leave us a comment. Those things really help us out. If you really like the show, then you can sign up to be one of our patrons on our Patreon. You get benefits like private little videos where you can hear about Natsuki's private life and my private life and all that other stuff. And you get to come hang out with us. Some of our patrons came to Kagoshima and they hung out with us. We got drunk together. It was fun.
That was fun.
So yeah, it's a good little community to be in. So if you are interested in Japan, if you're gonna come here, just go to Patreon, sign up, and that's been our show. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody.
Bye.